Imagine the soft clink of a glass, the glow of a cigar, and the hum of conversation in a lounge where the air carries the sweet weight of history. That was the feeling I had when I met Miguel Schutel of Crowned Heads at the Thomas Hines event. Miguel has a way of weaving stories that linger, and one of his reminders struck me deeply. When we think of cigars today, most of us imagine pairing them with bourbon or scotch. But in truth, the original partner wasn't whiskey at all. It was rum. Picture Havana in the early 1900s. Factory floors filled with cigar rollers, the sound of a lector reading out the daily news or perhaps a novel to pass the hours. On those breaks, workers didn't reach for imported whiskey. They reached for what was close to home, rum, distilled from the sugarcane that grew alongside the tobacco fields. Rum and cigars rose together in those Caribbean landscapes, bound by culture and by climate. They weren't just luxuries, they were part of the rhythm of life. The beauty of rum as a cigar companion goes beyond taste, though the taste is remarkable. Aged in oak barrels, rum shares many of the same vanilla, spice, and caramel notes that whiskey does. But it adds something softer, a sweetness born of sugarcane. That sweetness balances the earthy and sometimes mineral tones of tobacco. It smooths out rough edges and turns a strong smoke into something harmonious. For the rollers, blenders, and smokers in Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua, this wasn't a trend. It was simply the way it was always done. There's also a practical side that's easy to overlook. Cigars, especially the stronger puros, deliver a significant dose of nicotine. That can be dizzying or even unpleasant if you're not ready for it. Rum helps here too. The natural sugar in the spirit steadies the body, making the experience smoother and more enjoyable. It isn't just about complementing flavors, it's about balance in the truest sense of the word. In the United States and Europe, whiskey eventually became the popular choice, carried by marketing, by culture, and by the rise of the whiskey industry itself. But if you go back to the source, if you sit down with the men and women who still roll and blend the cigars we enjoy, you'll see what sits beside them. A glass of rum. It is still the main pairing in cigar-producing countries. So the next time you cut and light, consider pouring something different. Reach for a well-aged rum. Let its sweetness play against the smoke, let the oak echo the tobacco, and let yourself experience cigars the way they have been enjoyed for more than a century. Rum was the first pairing, and in many places it remains the truest one.